This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch. Featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Watch, the live version every Sunday from 8 till 9, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with the one and only Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We discuss here on the program the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Innovative Medical Associates, how they can potentially help you and anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. We call that our mission statement here on the program. And as always, our phone lines are open, 855-839-1210. That is our number here in the studio at any time during the course of the show. If you have a question for Dr. Molly, or you have a medical challenge that you'd like to run by her, feel free to call in 855-839-1210 as we say good morning to Dr. Molly.
Hey, John. Glad to be here today.
And to dispel the rumors that are out there, you are not retiring.
Well,
I'm not retiring.
Listen,
neither of us are retiring,
but I guess it's better than them thinking we're deceased. But nonetheless, I don't know, man. It all happened so quick this week. I was told, they had heard, well, you're retiring, Dr. Molly. What would we do and everything? I said, first of all, I'm not retiring. And secondly, don't worry about what you're going to do because you're going to leave me feeling really good and healthy, okay?
That's right. That's right.
And I'm going to be here for quite a while.
That's right. Lord willing.
Right. With the good Lord's help. That's it all the time.
So forget Dr. Molly retiring.
That's it.
Okay. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. As we discuss at the beginning of the show, we always like to find out what it really is that Dr. Molly does.
That's hard.
Which is hard, and still people who go there don't know. People asked me last week, what's in your bag? I said, well, Dr. Molly takes care of that.
Well, that's all right. But I tell people for the most part what's in there. John, one of the things I want to say is, look, we're a group of like-minded providers, and we all work out of my licensed primary care facility. And the thing that separates us from other types of clinic is we believe in using the least amount of pharmaceutical a patient might need to correct their medical challenge without putting them at risk. So the bottom line, we do that with things like health food store products, vis-a-vis natural substances. However, I will say that the products we use are certainly graded different than the health food store products. But if you were to ask me, well, could I buy this particular, let's say, vitamin C in the health food store? The answer is yes, of course you could. The question is, what's the quality of the C and how much are you really going to get orally? That's the bottom line.
Yeah,
we use hydration.
I take 1,000 every day.
Oh, yeah.
And I say to me,
that's good. And actually, I think we've even helped you pick the brand out, which we know is better than most.
Yes.
But the bottom line is, you just can't ingest everything you need in terms of natural type substances to really do the trick for you to get to a therapeutic level, whatever that is for you. And by the way, therapeutic levels, just like with drugs, that can change from patient to patient.
Okay, give us an idea of like what you get in a health food store.
Okay.
That's one thing.
Right.
And then what you're giving us in the bag.
Sure.
In your hydration.
Sure.
What is the difference?
Okay, a huge, huge difference. For example, the idea is with the hydration, the medical hydration, we bypass your digestive tract entirely. We get the particular nutraceutical where we want it to effectuate the change, whether that's in the liver, whether that's in the gut, whether it's in the brain. We're able to do that by allowing a therapeutic level to circulate to the right area.
And you do that, of
through
course,
the hydration.
Through the hydration.
That's the vehicle.
And why hydration?
Well, hydration is a better way to deliver a lot of natural products because you can get an appropriate dose for the patient to get it done in a fairly rapid time frame. And that's important, too. Time's money for most of my people.
Yes, that's true. We always talk about this on every show just about.
Sure.
And the question becomes a couple of questions. But if you sign up, you're a patient, you're a first-time patient, what can you expect? How many treatments do you get?
Age-old question, John. Age-old question, and here's how I'm going to answer that. We know people effectuate change in as short as 5 weeks, which might be five treatments. But honestly and truthfully, this takes tincture of time. Tincture of time. You just can't say it's you're going to feel tremendous and get the effect, the long-term effect you want in, let's say, a few weeks. It might take a month or two. It really depends on the patient, what they present, where they are in their continuum of their particular challenge, and what can I do to really help them get over the particular problem. And that is the key.
And, you know, many times people have said, and I've gotten involved in some of these discussions, I said, well, you know, can I come in and, like, get one at a time?
No, I discourage that.
Why is that?
I discourage that because, A, we're not a spa. B, I'm ordering in specific nutraceuticals that I believe are going to work for that patient, and they're compounded. They're compounded under spec for me. And I really want the patient to get a full throttle, so to speak. So, no, we just aren't going to do that where you come in. One thing to come in for a maintenance after you have gone through a program, that's a little different. But still, even to maintain, you want to make sure that your therapeutic level never goes way down. And let me tell you, the kind of life we're all leading right now, therapeutic level can go down pretty quickly. I've never seen so much stress as I have in the last few months in the clinic.
Is it because, I guess, it takes time
sure.
for the effect of the
absolutely.
Nutraceuticals?
Absolutely.
Correct?
Quicker, though, than oral. I can tell you that. Yeah. Quicker than oral. And many times we may help a patient reduce their need for their medication, their drugs. And remember, every action has a reaction. And the thing is, you want to look at that. I'm always thinking about that. A patient's on statin drugs. They want to get off. Well, we got to make sure that we take them off in an approved manner and replace it with something maybe in more natural. And again, it could be another medication, but in a lesser dose. For a particular patient. That's the beauty of having the medical directors I have and also the registered nurses I have. So we really meet a patient where they are.
Could you tell us what has worked best for you, or is there a condition where you can treat which is you've had better results than others?
Well, I'll tell you, I would say to you that across the board, we've seen improvement in many conditions. And again, John, we're going to talk a little bit about some of my other tools that we have using in conjunction with the hydration therapy. I don't want people to think we're not a spa. You don't walk in and say, I just want one from column A, one from column B. I had a bad night last night. I need to get rid of this, my hangover. Can we do that? Yeah, of course we can. But, you know, that's like kindergarten for us.
Yeah.
We actually want to get in there and help you have a high quality of life in spite of maybe an ongoing challenge, like an immune deficiency or something. So bottom line is this is really a different way to actually approach a patient and to help a patient continue to have good quality of life.
The other question that you always get in every consultation is, does this work, Dr. Molly?
It does indeed work. And when you come into the clinic, we can show you the qualitative data. In fact, I'm excited. We're going to talk about one patient today. All of his blood work looks stellar. That's the quantitative data. His cholesterol's down. His immune function cells have moved back to homeostasis. He looking good. He's a young guy. He's looking good. We can show you those things. That's easy. But talk to the patients. Talk to my patients. They're highly intelligent. John, who's listening to you on your other stations?
Yeah.
Come on. Highly intelligent people. You can't give placebo out to this type of person. You really got to effectuate the change.
You know, and I can always tell if there's a case where I miss a treatment a day or whatever. I can always tell. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, you have several comorbidities, my man. So, you know, it's not like one that's saying, oh, that's the one. No, no. And that's the thing. That's another thing. Interestingly enough, people come to me with a multitude of challenges. The idea is I say, look, time out. Which ones are the ones, the most important ones that we should be attacking right now? And then slowly and carefully and with a lot of forethought, we're going to hit you with each and every one. And in your case, that's what happens, right?
We talked about earlier that one treatment doesn't do it because it's a series and it takes time and all of that. So how long would it take? How many treatments are... How few treatment, however you want to phrase it.
Sure.
How would it, what's the time frame?
Well, generally between 5 to 15 weeks. That's the treatment, depending on how you come in. If you come in several times a week, we might be able to do it in 5 weeks. If you come in once a week, we may have to do it in 10 weeks. It really depends, John. And it depends on the severity of your condition. Look, my cancer patients, you know, they come in and they come in because they're feeling good while going through traditional treatment many times or no treatment at all. They want to maintain homeostasis or bringing the body back to its normal rhythm, circadian rhythm, etc.
So, you know, it's funny. People always ask me, how long you been coming here? And when I say over 20 years, they look at me like, well, do you ever get better? But I've had a series, as you said.
Well, of course. And listen, we try not to interfere with people's good times. You want to go on vacation for a couple of weeks? My God, go ahead. Bottom line is this, though. The key is you want to maintain a certain therapeutic level to help you improve your quality of life. We're not curing cancer, but I'll tell you what. We're autoimmune disease, but I'll tell you, we can make people feel pretty darn good. And I think that's a win.
And I do too, but we could do a whole show on just patients that you've helped.
Oh, of course.
I mean, we're talking about nothing else but just those patients.
Right.
We could do a whole show. We could do a couple of shows on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. People come in. It's like, you know, I really want to tell you, with the good Lord's help. And, you know, here's the thing. Look, I'm an optimist. I believe that the good Lord gave us everything we needed in the Garden of Eden, right?
Yeah.
Natural product. Okay. Yeah. But us being the kind of things we are, we got to go for the one thing he says don't do, right? And you do that and everything changed. And here's the thing, I would say that's true today. If we all lived the kind of life and had no outside stressors, meaning work or family or whatever, right? And certainly the environment, right? Environmental medicine, I talk about all the time. We probably could live a very long life with being, you know, just in the food we eat today. All of that is adulterated. You're not getting any nutrition that you did maybe even 50 years ago from your food intake. So, of course, there's going to be a change in status.
We are coming up on our first break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, and you will find us here, our live version, every Sunday, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. If you have a question for Dr. Molly or you have a particular medical challenge that you want to run by her, feel free to call in right now at 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning more of today's edition of Health Watch right after these words. Operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. 856-489-0505. That's the number. 856-489-0505. Why do I give out that number? Well, it's simple. If you're sitting listening to this program and wondering, you know, this could be for me, I'm not sure, whatever, you call and you book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary. It doesn't cost you anything. And that's where you're really going to find out whether it's for you or not. You will learn a lot, believe me. It's very, very simple process. 856-489-0505. And the website, check that out as well, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. It's Health Watch every Sunday, our live version from 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Again, the number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. And we just want to mention, Dr. Molly, some of the other services that you provide that we don't talk about too often.
Well, we did last week a little bit.
And then I said to you, hey, is that for me? You said, yeah, you ought to come in. So I'm going to get the first
treatment this
week.
That's great. On the EPAP, yeah. Listen, we have instrumentation there that I sort of weave into our particular protocols. And again, it's not for everyone, but it can be useful for many other peoples. And what I've said before, John, is that, for example, we use red light therapy that people are all talking about, and we use the red light laser with hydration therapy in addition to the hydration therapy, or while you're getting the hydration therapy. We also use the radio frequency, like the EPAP, those types of instrumentation. While you're getting your hydration therapy, there's a place to weave it into the protocols. And today, we're actually going to talk about another way I deliver some nutraceuticals that can help patients and actually give them a direct hit of the nutraceutical.
Okay, you said a couple of things there. So I just want to make sure that our audience understands. What is the EPAP?
The EPAP is a radio frequency type of instrument, generally used for pain. It can be used for pain. We use it in our ED protocol for men. It works out well with helping to improve the blood flow to various areas. And again, it's used by Dr. Carroll, as you know, who is a doctor of physical therapy, who's also in our office. And I would tell people, yeah, it's a good instrument for lots of not just pain related, but let's say for muscle related kinds of conditions. It's ongoing. At some point, maybe we'll have Dr. Carroll call in and talk about all the good stuff it can do.
So that's the EPAP.
Right.
Now I have back pain, so that's.
Right.
You suggested that could help me for
that's
that.
That's right. Okay. That's exactly right, because it's bringing blood. I also think that red light therapy, the red light laser, will help you as well. As a matter of fact, a good friend of mine who is a pain management doc has the exact same instrument I have in his facility, using it to help with pain management. So, yes, we use that for pain management. But, again, the cornerstone of all of these treatments are additions to the hydration protocols, and maybe just work to enhance them.
Red light therapy, that is
what?
Is
a laser therapy. It's a red light therapy.
Yeah.
And so we use that also for various things. We've used it on skin conditions. We've used it for pain. We've used it to help healing wounds. We've used it post-regenerative medicine, actually. So I like to say that's another piece that's a little icing on the cake of what we do. But hydration therapy is the cornerstone.
And it always has been.
Always has been, and I, with God's help, it always will be.
But you have other things that you utilize
to
help.
That's right. But they're part of a protocol for a patient that includes the hydration therapy.
Okay. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We always get an education here from Dr. Molly, and today we are going to learn about glutathione. And how Dr. Molly uses it and its many uses. It's all good, right?
Hey, glutathione is an essential molecule produced by the body, man. It is the most powerful antioxidant involved in all the body functions, like the immune system and repair. So the benefits of glutathione are many, Beneficial effects of glutathione. By the way, glutathione is actually three amino acids joined together. And I would tell you that the use of glutathione for us goes back at least 20 years. We initially started using it for increased liver repair to help with liver. But in reading and studying glutathione, we found that it improved lung health. It increases oxygen availability. It really is the most powerful antioxidant we have. So we like to call it the super antioxidant, even more so than vitamin C in many cases. However, use of vitamin C along with glutathione can help maintain your own glutathione level. So it can reverse and repair liver damage, which we've seen ongoing. Actually, I can't tell you how many patients we treated with liver problems with the use of glutathione and help reverse and repair some of that. It re-regulates insulin. It improves cognitive functions. It can reduce inflammation associated with lower bowel disorders, regulate, restore the immune system. It can help with stiffness and numbness associated with the arterial disease. Doesn't take away, it's not like chelation, so to speak, but it certainly can help with the arterial nerve numbness, that kind of situation. And interestingly enough, they're now in mainstream medicine trying to make a drug out of the glutathione, of course, because they're finding it can be associated with symptoms, helping the symptoms of autism, Parkinson's, and other neurological disorders. So you can see the benefits of glutathione are many, many. And what we want to do is say a couple of things like, well, how do we deliver glutathione? Well, we deliver it two ways. We can deliver it through IV therapy, which is the hydration. And also, I use it in a nebulizer. Ask the question.
That's interesting.
Yes. What is a nebulizer? A nebulizer is an instrument that can help us take the glutathione to a melting point. And again, that glutathione that we get for the nebulizer has to be a certain type of glutathione. Don't just go out. Now, listen, folks. Don't go out to the health food store, buy glutathione capsules, open up the capsules, put it in some water, bacteriostatic water or something, and say, you know what, I'm going to use it in my mister. No, please don't. The glutathione has to be done correctly. It has to be done for you, for the particular patient. It's in a dosing that is a particular for a patient, and then it is used in our nebulizer. And the nebulizer allows this to go into our lungs, which, by the way, on a side note, the lung tissue has largest amounts of glutathione available to the body.
Do we manufacture, is that in our body?
Yes,
this glutathione?
In fact, it is. Okay. In our lung tissue, the first layer of the lung tissue. So using it nebulized, what do you think I'm doing? I'm helping respiratory health, among other things, respiratory health. So patients who come to me with problems with COPD, maybe have idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, people who have stopped smoking and have the damage to their lungs, right? Upper respiratory damage and lower respiratory damage, and we're going to talk about this. How about, you think I could use glutathione nebulizer for people who maybe have had a toxic exposure?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So what's the difference between the glutathione and then the glutathione in the nebulizer?
Different in terms of using the glutathione in the nebulizer. We need to use it at a certain melting point. So obviously I have to make it in a way that it will melt at that point and you will get the full benefit of the nutraceutical. So again, you don't just run out and get glutathione and think you can breathe that in. You don't do that, okay? The nebulizer glutathione is very interesting because we started using it, again, in the primary lung issues. But lately, I'm thinking about using it in many other things. For example, I'm thinking about using the nebulized, I'm using the nebulizer with other peptides to improve maybe muscle tone and muscle and reducing fat and making the body more muscle, reducing the muscle, optimizing muscle mass and reducing the fat. So
we're going to pick that up. Can you stop right there?
Okay.
Because we're going to pick that up. We're coming up.
Just
when you were on a roll, huh?
Yeah, okay.
It is our halfway point of the show. Time flies when you're having fun. Health Watch, every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We have some open lines, so if you want to jump in here right away with a question or you have a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning more of today's Health Watch right after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505. When you call, it is simple. All you have to do is book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, doesn't cost you anything, and you'll really learn a lot and whether it can help you, whether it fits into your plan. And sure, Dr. Molly will help you decide that. But it's very simple, 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're going to go to the phones right now, talk to John in Marlton. John, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hey, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Molly.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
We're not as good as you, John, but we're trying.
Well, I haven't been going as long as John. I've been there 20 years, but I've been there 8 years.
That's
every
right.
Every week. And it's coming every week, I don't care what anybody says, maintains what you're doing.
Right.
It maintains it. You feel better every week. And not only that, I come in and I tell you 5 or 6 weeks ago, I was having a little problem with my acid reflux, the Barrett's disease. You've got something, and I don't want to say where you got it.
John, can you turn down your radio a bit? We would appreciate it.
My radio is off.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay. Go ahead.
How's that?
That's great, John.
Better?
Yeah, good.
Okay. I had my speaker on. But I took that medicine from my Barrett's disease, and then
right.
It is 80% gone.
Thank God.
Then
I really talked.
Then I talked to you and Dr. Pat about my needs. I've been having
problems.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And we tried PPR, and we had.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Dr. Pat, she didn't seem to think well. She said, without any cartilage in there at all, I don't know if this is going to do a lot.
Do it.
But
right.
I'll tell you, this is my second week now, and I actually can step up a step.
Oh,
so,
good. Good.
It's
good,
to work
John.
A little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit. I don't know.
And, John, let me tell you something. It could take up, this thing that we're doing over there can take 6 weeks before you actually know whether it's really working or not.
Yeah.
You got to just relax.
Told me that.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it were,
as I said,
I wish it were like holy water. We sprinkle it on you, and you and I, we go back in time, right, to when we were young, not just young at heart, right? Not just young at heart.
I sent Terry over.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
She's very pleased. She's very pleased, and I think she's going to start.
She's starting next week, actually. She wants to come in when you're there, John. So, you know, you're going to have another party in there. So, you guys, but she's a love. By the way, she's a registered nurse. She's a pretty sharp girl. I'm going to tell you that. Don't kid yourself.
Okay.
All right, honey. God bless
right,
you, John.
You
thank
take
you.
Care. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, John.
Thank you, John.
855-839-1210. That's our number here in the studio. Just another testimonial from John.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate him. Because, you know, he's not a spring chicken, but he really is. I mean, in terms of his heart and everything, God bless him. He's a wonderful guy, and he's still very active. And that's the point. He's enjoying his quality of life.
Yes,
he has beautiful grandkids and kids. So, you know, bottom line, what are the benefits of glutathione? He's one of them.
There you go.
You know, listen, the benefits of glutathione are many. I'm not going to go into each and every one, but it reduces the oxidative stress. It's involved in the process of respiration, which is important. It reduces cell damage to the liver. So that's how we initially started. But we realized that the bottom line is it really, really helps lung conditions as well. And we're using it for that. We realize it helps reduce many times some autoimmune disorders, and it regulates cellular events, including gene expression. And why is that important? DNA repair, things that would normally helps us control how our genes work and how our DNA and proteins are made. It helps our cells function more properly. So you can see this is one of God's ingredients that is an excellent, excellent nutraceutical.
And you were talking earlier about the liver.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, can you explain in layman's terms the glutathione? How does it help the liver?
It really plays a vital role in detoxification and metabolism. Drugs, environmental factors, dietary, that can cause liver damage through the oxidative stress. So this really protects itself from the harmful oxidative reaction by producing your own glutathione, too, inside the cells. So what we're doing is boosting that ability. So that's fundamentally what's happening.
And you talked also about Parkinson's. I'm wondering how that helps.
Well, it really helps on delivering the glutathione, enough of the glutathione to the brain and a certain area of the brain. It reduces, and again, it can control cell production. So what it helps is the brain itself produces a lower level of glutathione than any other cells in the body. So low levels of glutathione have actually been detected even in very early stages of Parkinson's studies. So the use of glutathione for treatment can improve some motor function in people. So I think there's going to be more and more. Right now, I think there's about 50 clinical studies that have used glutathione for Parkinson's. But I think we're going to see more and more of that as time goes on.
And we're talking about glutathione. Can you enhance what you, in other words, if you're coming into your clinic and you're getting it in the hydration,
right?
Do you recommend we get some in the health food store?
Yeah, you can take it, but remember there are certain vitamins and things that help with the production of glutathione, boost your own levels. Vitamin E is one of them. Vitamin C in controlled doses can help stop glutathione, depletion. So there are lots of things, right? And, you know, vitamin C, of course, has the ability to help overall antioxidant status. Vitamin B6 is another active form that can actually promote the synthesis of glutathione. Very important, another thing is the minerals, selenium, magnesium. They help with your own production in glutathione. And finally, we use something for the liver disease, particularly with the viral liver diseases like hepatitis. We use a bioactivated component of milk thistle, and it can help, and it can increase your own glutathione and vitamin C levels itself. So there are many ways to use this. And again, using NAC, something else I use, another nutraceutical, it's a precursor for the amino acid, one of the amino acids that glutathione has in the concentration. So it's how we use it, and I think that's the key. So the key to this is the science, right?
Yes.
Science is like magic. That's what I'm wearing on my T-shirt. Science is like magic, only it's real. And that's something I want all people to think about.
Okay. So with the glutathione, if you are coming into your clinic and you're getting it in the hydration,
right?
Do you necessarily want to continue? In other words, do you
sure,
have to continue it? This is something you would have to go through
right? Look, you do. And you want to boost your own glutathione levels by using vitamin E, vitamin C. I mean, I'm all for that. And the thing is, you can get this in a health food store. You get a capsule of glutathione. But again, you're not going to get as much glutathione as you will in the IV. You're not going to get it in the active form like we use it. And that's the difference. So do I want to say to somebody, don't take something like a glutathione supplement? No. I want to make sure you can take it. Now, you should watch, though, if you have a sulfur allergy or something, you may get a little side effect. So you want to make sure you use it correct, right, for chronic conditions, and use it properly in the proper amounts, proper vehicle for delivery. That's important, whether it's through the nebulizers, oral, or IV.
So, like you've told me many times, so I take the vitamin C during the week, take 1,000 every day,
then
I come in for the vitamin C treatment.
Right.
So it's a combination.
It's a combination. And, John, you know, the one thing I want to say for all of my people, you, like everybody else, always says, I come in for my vitamin C. You're not just getting vitamin C. Don't even think like that.
I know.
You're getting all kinds of cofactors, and that's the thing. Yeah, you can go out and buy all the vitamins in the world. Point being that it just doesn't give you enough to really commute whatever's going on for the problem.
This is a little bit of an aside, but you were telling me before the show that, and I know you've often said, you know, the least amount of prescription meds possible, but prescription meds can cause stress. Is that true?
Prescription meds can cause oxidative stress. In particular, certain certain antidepressants. Now, not all, but certain antidepressants. There's very limited studies, but there's some out there talking about how it can reduce our own glutathione levels and also give us some oxidative stress, something that people haven't thought about in terms of the antidepressants. However, I'm going to warn everybody, do not get off your antidepressants. It's much better if we just bring in some additional nutraceuticals to help your own body create what you're losing with the antidepressant. When you need an antidepressant, folks, yeah, take an antidepressant. The physicians and nurses in our clinic will help you reduce your antidepressant if it needs to be reduced. If not, please stay on them because they have been helpful for many people.
The worst thing you can do is just stop your meds.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. You will never hear me say that.
Yeah. Okay, we are coming up on our final break in the morning. It is Health Watch. Every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We have some time left here in the show, which means we can take a couple of your calls if you have a question or a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning. More of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Back here on Health Watch, and again, operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. So, you know, they're not going to the beach today. You know, they're staying there answering the phones. 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. And like I've said many times, when you call, it's very simple. Just book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly, and that's where you're going to learn if this is for you, how it fits into your overall health picture, and so on. Really, it's an educational process and one that you should take advantage of. 856-489-0505. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. Our show is Health Watch. Every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're going to talk about some patients and interesting. This is really a good story, Lucille.
Yes, this is a good story, folks. And it goes right into what John, the barber who called earlier, was talking about, his knee. In this case, the patient comes in to see us. She has a couple of other medical issues, but the bottom line was she had tremendous pain in her knees, and she was going on a Viking cruise, which is really a wonderful cruise, I understand, from them, listening to them talk about it, and they were going to be doing Italy, which, you know, by the way, is very steep. You know, when they talk about the seven hills of Italy, they mean seven hills all over the damn place, right? Okay, not just in Rome.
That's right.
So the point is that she was having extreme pain. When they got back from the trip, she called. She hasn't been back to see me in the clinic yet, but she called and said that she was able to do 3 hours of walking. Now, this is a 10-day cruise, mind you. 3 hours of walking just about every day and do the tours and not use her knee brace.
That's incredible. See
what John said. Now, John had bone on bone as well. And what he said was, geez, the second week, it's starting to feel just trifly better. Now, remember, that was worse, bone on bone. She has some collagen still left there. But the point I'm making is the regenerative medicine, using the peptides and some other things, taken from your own body, by the way. This thing is done by utilizing your own blood platelets, right? And then giving them back to you in a really nice, safe way through the injection and followed up with IV peptides. Listen to me. It really works.
That's an incredible story.
That's an incredible story, isn't it?
3 hours a day.
That's what she said. And she wouldn't lie to me. I'm telling you that, right?
That's incredible.
So that was a good story.
Yeah. Nick from Staten Island.
Yeah, he's a young guy. He's a young guy. He's 25 years old, heavy duty depression, et cetera. So he's been coming in, and I've been treating him with the red light therapy along with neuroamino acids. And he did have a slight meltdown last week, and I was a little surprised. I kept following up with him. That's the other thing. We do a lot of follow-up, John. We just don't sit you in the chair and say, hey, you're going to be okay. No, we actually want to follow up by talking to you, talking to the family. So what's happened is he's doing much better this week. And he actually said, this is an interesting thing. He said, I think I've turned the corner because I feel like the brain fog has lifted. That's a big deal, a big deal. Now, he did something I didn't advise him to do, which was what? Cut out his antidepressants, right? And I said, listen, Nick, I don't really think we should do that. He said, I'm feeling better, Molly. Let's try. I said, okay, but, you know, that's not my advice, and it's not the advice of Dr. Pat, okay? But, you know.
As you said many times, don't just stop your medication.
That's right. That's right.
I saw this patient. And
Jonathan,
yeah,
yes,
I mean, I incredible story.
Now, he's
and
a young guy.
Yeah,
he's another young guy.
Really
very,
is, yeah.
He has a lot of responsibility. He's running one of his parents' shops in, I think, the New York area and doing really well. But he came to me with mast cell activation. That's when you're just a mess. Autoimmune dysfunction, everything was inflamed, all types of high antioxidant reductions in his blood flow, this kind of thing. Kid was really in bad shape. He looks 100% better, but more importantly, when I see him this week, he won't believe it. I actually have his blood studies back, and they actually show improvement. He is normal range of every single thing, including his CD active cells that go after all the environmental toxins that he was exposed to. He had a mold exposure, John. It took time. It took time, but it's gone.
Yeah, and I said to him when he was leaving, I said, don't be a stranger. And he said,
no, because that mold, remember, mold is a very, very hidden kind of thing. You don't even know you have it, and the next thing you know, you're sick as a dog.
We got to talk about one more patient, and this is Mary. She's
my GI. Yeah, my GI patient. Very important thing. Okay, she came to me with a ton of GI problems, irritable bowel, can't eat, losing weight, etc. Put her on a combination of hydration therapy for nutraceuticals and things, including glutathione, to help repair that lower GI tract. I also put her on something very special. They're called medical foods, and they're done by prescription. This is done by prescription exactly like we prescribe nutraceuticals that we deliver IV. And she's doing very well. It's a two-week liquid, actually could be in her case a 3 to 4 week liquid diet. And the interesting thing is she's not losing any muscle mass or weight while on the liquid diet. That is very unique, and I attribute that to the IV nutraceuticals and some peptides that we are delivering.
This diet is, you're not supposed to lose weight, correct?
You shouldn't lose weight on it, but it is a total liquid diet because what are we doing? We're giving the entire digestive tract a chance to rest. Let me tell you what that's in keeping with, John. The philosophy of fasting, and we use a lot of fasting philosophy in our clinic in terms of the cancer patients, but we're not telling you to fast for 10 days or anything like the good Lord did on the mountain. No, what we're saying, listen, there's a certain amount of time between meals. If you can do 14 hours, the data shows that a 14-hour fast is excellent for most people, believe it or not.
So it's not just, I mean, don't just go.
Oh, no, please, metabolically, please don't go out and tell me you're going to stop eating and Dr. Molly said it's okay. It isn't okay.
No.
What we have to do is do everything with judicious care, please. And that's why you come to a clinic like ours, because we're going to sit and we're going to talk to you and help you through this. I mean, there are so many new breakthroughs, John, I can't even tell you. You know, all the peptide therapies for the weight reductions out there, we're doing it all. But you don't do it alone. You do it don't do it in a vacuum.
Yeah, you know, and you've always said, even if you're going to the health food store, ask first, like get some advice.
John, you're living proof of what bad things can happen to you in a health food store, right?
Yes.
Okay? It would have interfered with all your medication. So,
yes.
You know, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, and you were talking earlier, and I just wanted to mention this. When you talk about follow-up, Dr. Molly follows up. When I was in the hospital recently, she called me twice a day, visited at least once or twice in the hospital, but was religious in following up and calling every day. And sometimes twice a day.
And so. I also tried to discuss this with your doctor, who wasn't getting the right information, right? Because that's what happens. Most people don't give them the right information, right?
Yes.
Then they can't cure you, John, you know?
Yes. Okay. And it was funny because you were there,
yeah.
And the doctor came in, and you were saying, well, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, John, that's not exactly what, right, right? Okay.
Anyway. It's fortunate that you happen to be there.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you know, I try to be involved.
Yes. Well, guess what? That's going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505, and the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, our Health Watch replay this afternoon from 4 until 5 right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann, and then there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra, I'm your host, John DeMasi, for everybody at at Innovative Medical Associates. Have yourself a great week, a healthy one, and a safe one. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Our live version here, 8 till 9, Health Watch on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.